know, the treatment for mental illness, at least as we see it today, really is a relatively new treatment for severe mental illnesses. Medications, the first two being lithium and Thorazine, were developed in the late 40s and early 50s.
Michael Cummings is vice chair of psychiatry for the University at Buffalo. He says those drugs opened up new ways to treat people with mental illnesses, and they were approved at a time when the former Buffalo State Hospital was overcrowded and underfunded.
So prior to that, there was very few treatments for schizophrenia, for bipolar disorder, for severe depression. Essentially, individuals that had those conditions were institutionalized in large state hospitals and other hospitals. Significant overcrowding, significant understaffing, and given the lack of understanding of treatment of mental health, a lot of abuse and neglect that occurred. And that's really where I think the stigma started with our idea of those who have mental illness.
People always call a madhouse someplace, don't they? Put her in someplace.
In the 1960 Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho, the character Norman Bates declares a psychiatric center as a madhouse, stigmatizing how mental illness looked.
The laughing and the tears.
As treatment with drugs became more common, deinstitutionalization began. Dr. Cecilia Spicone is recently retired as executive director of the Buffalo Psychiatric Center.
So we learned that people could go back to the community. We learned that the medications helped. They gave them enough symptom relief to be able to function. Now, there's a certain percentage that we haven't gotten the right treatment developed for yet, but we're hopeful.
The old psych center was replaced with a new downsized facility next door that opened in 1974. It was a time in the nation when there was a drive to create community-based facilities instead of locking people up. But that created new problems. Some became homeless, others wound up in jail. Spicone explained that at one point the psych center housed 3,000 patients. Today it houses only 156 inpatient residents.
Individuals who have the most difficult to treat symptoms have been retractable. They've tried different treatments, they haven't worked. People who are seen to be dangerous to themselves or others potentially.
But we have to have facilities that are welcoming and modern so people who come in can feel very comfortable coming in.
Dr. Ann Sullivan is the commissioner of the State Office of Mental Health. Sullivan tells WBFO News that just like the rest of medicine, treatment of mental illness has come a long way.
We've all learned, both in mental health and in general health, that prevention, overall wellness, is critical a piece as treating someone who's having an acute episode of an illness. And I think that is growing across medicine all across the country.
Now there is an effort to create new mental wellness and behavioral centers to serve communities. We visited the new Zoar Valley Recovery and Treatment Center in Gowanda.
Our society right now has a lot of chaos and crises and people experiencing different traumas. And so we're here to help, whether it's for the children or the adults.
Dr. Jennifer Schwenkbeck is a psychologist and program manager at the Buffalo Psychiatric Center's clinic in Gowanda. She noted that when the Gowanda Psychiatric Hospital closed back in the 90s, a void was left for those in need of mental health services, especially in a rural region.
Whether it's here in the office for psychotherapy, for medication management, we have in-home home visits, we have on-call emergency services, children's services in the home, we have parenting classes, regular group therapy.
Providers are getting help from those who are dealing with their own mental illness. Stephen Nowaniak is director of peer services at the Buffalo Psych Center. He is also bipolar.
So I have one foot in the provider world and one foot in the peer world. What our whole thing is all about, trying to help bring for the patients and the members hope.
Nowaniak was diagnosed in 2002 when he was 27, but since then he's already experienced improvements in services.
It's not so much of a shame issue that a lot of times people would have it, but then feel like they had to hide away from things. So all in all, just the progression of the services have improved a lot in the time that I've seen it.
Meanwhile, providers continue working to eliminate a deep stigma surrounding mental illness.
You know, if you're going to get rid of stigma, then the community has to say this is important for me. And that has to be out way past the walls of any clinic. It's how the community sees it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.